Survivors, leaders gather at Auschwitz to commemorate liberation of German death camp. By Breitbart London on January 27, 2025. Oświęcim, Poland, AP, the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz by Soviet troops is being marked on Monday at the site of the former death camp. A ceremony that is widely being treated as the last major observance that any notable number of survivors will be able to attend. Nazi German forces murdered some 1.1 million people at the site in southern Poland, which was under German occupation during World War II. Most of the victims were Jews killed on an industrial scale in gas chambers, but also Poles, Roma, Soviet prisoners of war, gay people and others who were targeted for elimination in the Nazi racial ideology. Elderly camp survivors, some wearing blue and white striped scarves that recall their prison uniforms, walked together to the death wall, where prisoners were executed, including many Poles who resisted the occupation of their country. They were joined by Polish President Andrzej Duda, whose nation lost 6 million citizens during the war. He carried a candle and walked with Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum director Piotr Kowinski. At the wall, the two men bowed their heads, murmured prayers and crossed themselves. "We Poles, on whose land, occupied by Nazi Germans at that time, the Germans built this extermination industry and this concentration camp, are today the guardians of memory," Duda said to reporters afterward. He spoke of the unimaginable harm inflicted on so many people, especially the Jewish people. "May the memory of all the dead live on, may they rest in peace," he said. In all, the Germans murdered 6 million Jews from all over Europe, annihilating 2/3 of Europe's Jews and 1/3 of all Jews worldwide. In 2005, the United Nations designated January 27 as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Across Europe, officials and others were pausing to remember. "As the last survivors fade, it is our duty as Europeans to remember the unspeakable crimes and to honor the memories of the victims," European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, who is German, said on X. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who leads a nation defending itself against Russia's brutal invasion, placed a candle at the Babyn Yar Holocaust Memorial in Kyiv, where tens of thousands of Jews were executed during the Nazi occupation. "The evil that seeks to destroy the lives of entire nations still remains in the world," he wrote on his Telegram page. Commemorations will culminate later Monday when world leaders and royalty will join with elderly camp survivors, the youngest of whom are in their 80s, at Birkenau, the part of Auschwitz where the mass murder of Jews took place. Politicians, however, have not been asked to speak this year. Due to the advanced age of the survivors, about 50 of whom are expected, organizers are choosing to make them the center of the observances. Ronald Lauder, the president of the World Jewish Congress, will also speak. "Among the leaders expected to attend are Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz and President Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Germany has never sent both of its highest state representatives to the observances before," according to German news agency DPA. "It is a sign of Germany's continued commitment to take responsibility for the nation's crimes, even amid a growing far-right movement that would like to forget." French President Emmanuel Macron and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will also attend, while Britain's King Charles III will also be there, along with kings and queens from Spain, Denmark, and Norway. Russian representatives were in the past central guests at the anniversary observances in recognition of the Soviet liberation of the camp on January 27, 1945, and the huge losses suffered by Soviet forces in the Allied defeat of Nazi Germany. But they have not been welcomed since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022.